This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Jeff Sandhu. It's a Tuesday today, and in the studio with me is
Audrey Raj. Okay, so it's hackathons galore.
Yeah.
Air Asia will be hosting a hackathon in March, which is pretty cool because Malaysia Airlines will also be hosting one, like we mentioned last week. And we also have news on Alibaba getting involved in Malaysian education. Very interesting. But first, there's a company that's using AI to fight payment fraud.
Yeah, so artificial intelligence, or AI, has been all over the place these days. And, you know, we've said it over and over again that this year looks like the year where it could be the turning point that, you know, things like VR and AI and autonomous vehicles be in the mainstream market. And of course, startups and other businesses have started taking advantage of these advancements in technology. And now one startup is using it to detect payment fraud. They're a German and Israeli company, and they're called Frogster, which I love the name, by the way. And good news is they've just raised $5 million in funding.
Yeah, that's Frogster, F-R-A-U-G-S-T-R, not F-R-O-G,
oh, yeah,
Frogster.
Yeah.
So this new capital will mainly be used to add on to Frogster's headcount as it expands internationally. So you can see that they're already looking to recruit new energy into their venture. And here's a little background on Frogster. They were founded in 2014 by Max Lemaire and Chen Zamir, both of whom pack a punch in terms of their respective resumes.
Yeah. Pack a punch is right, because Max previously co-founded payment gateway company Better Payment, and Chen actually spent more than a decade in different analytics and risk management roles, including 5 years at PayPal. Mm. So this isn't some small venture that's, you know, taking advantage of AI. It's actually a calculated business model that started by people who know about payments, frauds, and the combination of two, you know, payment frauds.
Payment frauds, yeah. So here's the thing. Frogster says it's already handling almost $15 billion in transaction volume for several thousand international merchants and payment service providers, including Visa.
Wow.
You know? So to be honest, I'm surprised they only acquired $5 million in funding, because if this is true, their track record is already quite impressive, right?
Yeah. So briefly, here's how this works. The company's AI-powered fraud detection technology learns from each transaction in real time and claims to be able to anticipate fraudulent attacks even before they happen. This reminds me of the movie Minority Report with Tom Cruise. So basically, Frogster reduced fraud by 70% while increasing conversion rates as much as about 35%. The point of any fraud detection technology, AI-driven or not, is to stop fraudulent transactions while eliminating false positives. And these guys seem to have nailed it, apparently.
The people behind Frogster are very bold with their statements too, you know, because Frogster thinks that their entire payment risk market is based on outdated technology. They're saying that existing rule-based systems as well as classic machine learning solutions are expensive and too slow to adapt to new fraud patterns in real time. And that's why they have invented a self-learning algorithm that mimics the thought process of a human analyst, but with the scalability of a machine and gives decisions in as little as 15 milliseconds.
Wow, this reminds me of RoboCop. You know, it's like we're living in this sci-fi world.
Yeah.
Once it starts doing its job, Frogster collects transaction data points such as name, email address, and billing and shipping address. And then all this is then sort of coated with 2,000 extra data points such as IP latency check to measure the rail distance from the user, the IP connection type, distance between keystrokes, and the email name match.
Sheesh.
It's just so many jargons here. Basically, the AI basically feeds off from all these data to grow and get smarter. It basically learns.
And the usual issue with AI is that it's so intrusive. I mean, that's this intrusive. The first thing you think about is privacy and security.
Yeah.
And for those people who, like me, stress over privacy, I mean, we'll want to know if the AI that handles our data can be trusted. So Frogster says that they're not hiding the process from anyone. Clients get a score or a decision. The results are completely transparent instead of a black box. And you can understand exactly why a transaction is either blocked or accepted. As icing on the cake, the company invented its own in-memory database technology, which means their speed is going to be super fast.
Now, as if they didn't come off as confident before, Frogster explains that they don't use any rules, models, or predefined segments, or even a single fixed algorithm to analyze the transactions. Their engine perpetually reinvents itself every transaction. This then lets the AI understand understand each transaction, and then it decides whether, you know, this is fraudulent and which is not fraudulent. And this, it seems, delivers unprecedented accuracy and the ability to foresee fraud even before it happens.
I don't know. I think there are two great minds behind this who know their stuff. And if they can walk the walk, then I guess they have the bragging rights to talk the talk. I mean, they're giving out all this information already, right? So, and if this really does block 70% of attacks, hey, more power to them and to us.
Yeah, right now, we'll have to stop for a short break because I think that was quite a lot of the technical information to digest. This is Brainstorm by Arctic Monkeys. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Break from midfield. BFM 89.9.
How many of y'all were actually air drumming in the car? Raise your hands. No, don't do that. You're not supposed
keep
to.
Your hands
keep
on
your hands
the
on the steering wheel. Anyways, this is Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandu together with Audrey Raj. Moving along to our next story. Alibaba Cloud, the cloud subsidiary of the Alibaba Group, has recently signed a memorandum of understanding with the Conversant Solutions and also Pestar Ryang Berhad to build an integrated education platform known as EduCloud.
Yes, EduCloud will act as a single platform which aims to deliver all activities linked to education and related services. So this includes things like campus management, teaching and learning, entertainment, even digital payment, online applications, and so much more. Basically, the whole online thingy, as you'd expect when Alibaba touches anything.
Yeah, so EduCloud will also be highly scalable as it looks to enhance the learning experience for those in the education sector and its governing bodies. With this three-way collaboration now on the way, it means that, you know, each party will be able to leverage on each other's strengths. Alibaba's cloud computing capabilities and then Conversant's digital media enablement and Pestar Ryang's talent and education customer base and deployment expertise. They're hoping that this would enable them to open up numerous possibilities for the education services here in Malaysia first, and then they'll look into Asia Pacific next.
Yeah, so Pestar Ryang President and Group CEO Dr. Abu Hassan Ismail mentioned that more details of the collaboration will be announced next month. I think they're in the midst of finalizing things. So you can be sure that we will be keeping a close eye on EduCloud and we'll give you an update as and when we receive it.
Yeah, because it's Alibaba. It's in this, you know, we want to know what
is
Alibaba and education, you know it's going to be something big. Anyways, we'll take a quick commercial break and we'll be back with more, especially the hackathon stories that we mentioned at the start of the show. Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Build financial mountains. BFM 89.9.
And we're back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff, together with Audrey. Now, we've got two stories about things that fly.
Yeah.
And we'll start off first with local budget airlines, AirAsia. The company is spreading its wings by getting into the hackathon scene, joining the ranks of other airline and travel companies like Emirates, Singapore Airlines, and even our very own Malaysia Airlines.
Yeah.
Let's not even talk about British Airways yet, because those guys, they just went a step higher, literally higher, and they had an in-flight hackathon back in 2013.
They reached for the skies with that one, right?
But
anyways, AirAsia's first ever hackathon will be held in March 18th to be exact, at its headquarters in KL. So if you have any great ideas, please sign up. And if you're a KL urbanite with great ideas, you don't even have to travel far to get to the event.
Exactly. And if you have to travel, that's obviously AirAsia. The name of the hack event is Airvolution 2017, and we're not making this up. It's obviously focused on air travel and those related themes, but there's a big plot twist. And the final challenge is a secret, and AirAsia says it will only reveal what it is on the final day of the event.
Wow. So much suspense. Well, the top prize is, you know, quite worth it. 25,000 ringgit in cash and 5 sets of return flights to any AirAsia destination and 100,000 of the company's big loyalty points. And there are spaces for 20 selected teams to compete and battle it out, with the only stipulation being that they must be from one of the 26 countries covered by AirAsia flights. That's it. Pretty simple. Applications are open from now until the 19th of February. So get those mental juices flowing. Put on your thinking caps, preferably one that are really big, bright and red, and send in those applications. Selected teams will be notified on the 3rd of March, and those based outside of Malaysia will have their flights covered by AirAsia.
Oh, very nice. Microsoft is also one of the big sponsors for this hackathon, which it's basically aimed at injecting fresh ideas and thinking styles into the 13-year-old airline company. That's what CEO Tony Fernandez says, who's also, he said last year that, you know, he wanted to make AirAsia a digital airline. So he added that in 2017 marks the emergence of AirAsia as a digital airline, and he believes that this event can encourage it, can encourage the kind of radical and creative thinking that will ensure AirAsia remains on the leading edge.
Yeah, pretty good stuff on AirAsia's part. And frankly, you need to have events like this every now and then to sort of, you know, crowdsource for new ideas and even, you know, maybe even get some creative twists that come from people who aren't like part of under your payroll, one thing, or who are not part of your industry, right? So it'll be interesting to see the kinds of ideas that get selected from the hackathon.
Now, sticking with aviation and technology, Airbus has recently announced its plans to test out a prototype self-flying vehicle by the end of the year.
So I guess Airbus wasn't kidding about making flying cars. This is actually happening.
Yeah, so to kick things off, they actually have a prototype of a small urban transport that's made for single passenger travel. And this is part of its Project Vahana, which is a project designed to test the viability and refine a prototype for urban air transport.
Yeah, so we know Airbus has been developing its autonomous vertical takeoff and landing concept through Project Vahana. And they're taking this really seriously because they believe airborne transit for goods and individual passengers could actually be tremendously beneficial in terms of alleviating urban congestion and reconfiguring how urban planners think about designing our cities.
You know, earlier we were giving, you know, there was a Minority Report reference, there was a RoboCop reference. Yes. This is the Jetsons cartoon reference.
Finally happening.
Vahana aims to have the viable production urban aircraft for short-haul trips available by 2021. And so actual prototype tests by the end of this year makes sense given those very tight deadlines and timelines. In fact, the company previously said that it was hoping to field a full-scale prototype sometime in 2017. So it looks like Airbus is still committed to keeping that timeline, including active flight testing.
Yeah, and we have we have actual info on the design too, right?
Yeah, so the vehicle will likely use a four-rotor design with a variable positioning possible to help with the vertical takeoff and then shift for propelling the craft through the air. The design process is taking into account what's feasible and what's most efficient given the requirements, like, you know, an electric motor, which Airbus is focusing on, so that a fleet of the vehicle once deployed will not actually have a worse ecological impact on ground-based transportation in terms of, you know, contributing to air pollution.
So happy that they're thinking about things like that already. So flying cars may still seem outlandish and primarily the province of science fiction, but Airbus actually believes that they'd be ignoring the category at their own peril, given the pace and progress of technology that can help make this possible, including autonomous driving systems and electric battery technology.
Yeah, the proof will still be in the flying pudding, though. But for now, at least, you know, we could get a glimpse of that later this year. If Airbus can pull off this prototype, the biggest hurdle might be the regulation, because, you know, transporting humans by drones is still a big legal no-no in dense metropolitan areas. And it's a big challenge to prove its safety both to, you know, end users and also to municipal regulators. And also, like, this flying car's dream, as long as it's automated, it's fine. If the if we are in control of this... No.
Some of us can't even drive right. Imagine having to fly right. I don't know.
Anyways, we'll take a short break for some music. Enterprise Biz Bytes will be right back in just a moment. BFM 89.9.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
How many of y'all were tapping your feet while listening to that? That was a good song. Anyways, we're back. This is the Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu together with Audrey Raj. And just before we sort of leave the show, remember, if you missed any of the stories that we discussed today, you can always download the Biz Bytes podcast on our website, bfm.my. Or better yet, you can get the BFM app that's on iOS and also the Google Play Store. And if you need more detailed information on the stuff that we've discussed, we have all the links to the stories on the podcast page as well.
Yep, and next up we have the Breakfast Grill replay. Shirak Kutin spoke to Dato' Kevin Wu, the Managing Director of Property Developer Mainland, this morning. They talked about the group's plans to beat the sluggish property market, and of course they talked about the increasing competition from China developers as well. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
And that's coming up in just a few at 12:30.
Now that wraps up Biz Bytes for today. We'll be back same time tomorrow with more from the news from the SME world. From Audrey Raj and myself, Jeff Sandhu, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.